We're learning together in Lakut Sichas Chaylik Yud Gimel, Parshas Bamidbar Sicha Beis, a Sicha that the Rebbe said in the Fabrengen of Shabbos Parshas Bamidbar, Tovshin Chof Zayin. It's interesting that although this is a Rashi Sicha, it doesn't follow the typical style of the Rebbe's Rashi Sichas, where usually in the Rebbe's Rashi Sichas he takes one Rashi, asks many questions, gives an answer that sort of makes you come back and see the entire Rashi differently. The Rebbe is usually medayik in every single word of this particular Rashi. This particular Sicha doesn't delve that particularly deeply into any one particular Rashi, but rather what it does is it takes a group of psukim and analyzes all the Rashis together on those series of psukim. In the end, the Sicha analyzes and explains actually 7 or 8 Rashis all together in one Sicha in a series of about 2 or 3 Psukim. So we're referring here to in Parshas Bamidbar, in the beginning of Perek Gimel, from Pasuk Vov all the way through to Pasuk Yud Beis. And here the Torah is talking specifically about the Avodah of the Levim, what they did in the Mishkan, and what their role and what their job was. The Rebbe really focuses on one nekuda, on one main idea, and based on this explains all the Rashis that are involved, or many of the Rashis that are involved in these psukim. I want to start with first explaining what is the main chiddush, what is the main vort, the contribution that the Rebbe makes here in the Sicha, and then we'll learn together the Rashis, the way the Rebbe learns them, and we'll try to explain how the Rebbe sees this gang, this mahalach, in the Rashis, in the psukim as we learn them. Excuse me. The nekuda that the Rebbe explains here is that the Levim really had two primary jobs, two primary types of jobs that they were involved with in the Mishkan. One was as a support, as an Ezra v'siyua. One was as a help to the Kayanim. The other one was bishlichusam of the Bnei Yisrael. The other one was as emissaries of the Jewish people. They were not the same. That which they did to help the Kohanim, they did not do as emissaries of the Yidden. That which they did as emissaries and shluchim of the Yidden was not done to help the Kohanim. And the jobs were different in nature as well. What they did to help the Kohanim was they protected the Mishkan. Protected the Mishkan from what? From making sure that Yidden, that Zorim, that non-Kohanim would not enter it. What happens later on in Chumash, we learn, the Jewish people complain to Hashem. They say to Hashem, we're afraid. Kol ha-korev, korev, al-mishkan Hashem yumos. Anybody who comes close to the Mishkan, if they don't belong there, is going to perish. The Jewish people say, how can we ever be sure that we don't enter into the Mishkan by mistake and God forbid die because of it? So Hashem appointed the Kohanim. Hashem said to Aaron, ato bonecho beis avicho. Hashem appointed Aaron and his sons, the Kohanim, to be in charge, to protect the Mishkan, to make sure that the Jews never go in there, and to protect the Jews to make sure they never go into the Mishkan, even by mistake. That was the job that was given primarily to the Kohanim. In order to help the Kohanim with this job of making sure the Yidden never went into the Mishkan when they weren't supposed to, Hashem gave them the Kohanim to assist them in this effort. That was one job that the Levim had, helping the Kohanim to ensure that the Yidden never went into the Mishkan in places where they weren't supposed to. Actually, the Rebbe explains, that job was nothing positive. They didn't, for this itself, the Levim didn't actually do anything in the Mishkan itself. There was no positive avoida that was involved in this. It was really just protecting the Yidden and the Mishkan to make sure that nobody went in. But that was only one part of the job of the Levim in the Mishkan. The other part of the avoid the Levim in the Mishkan included everything else that the Levim did. They're taking a part of the Mishkan. They're carrying the Mishkan. They're putting it back together. They're singing in the Mishkan. Everything else that the Levim did was included in the second category of avoidas Levim. This one, the second category of the avoidas Levim, was done b'shlichusam of the Bnei Yisrael. It was inherently the job of the Bnei Yisrael to do in the Mishkan. The Levim were their shluchim to do this job in their place. And again, this included everything else, all the other positive avoidas that the Levim did in the Mishkan other than protecting it and guarding it to make sure that Yisraelim didn't go in, everything else was done b'shlichusam of the Bnei Yisrael in all the avoidus of the Levim. These were the two primary avoidus that the Levim had in the Mishkan. Now, in this parsha that we're going to learn together, so there's two psukim, Pasuk Zayin and Pasuk Ches, in the beginning of Paragimel, which are very, very similar in the wording. In fact, the Rebbe points out the wording is basically almost identical in these two psukim. Pasuk Zayin says, again, talking about the avoid of the Levim, Pasuk Zayin says, V'shomru es mishmartoi, ves mishmeres kolo edo lifnei oyel moyed, lavoid es avoid es ha-mishkon. And Pasuk Ches says, V'shomru es kol kloi oyel moyed, ves mishmeres bnei Yisrael, lavoid es avoid es ha-mishkon. Why is the Torah basically saying the same thing twice? So the Rebbe will say, although the words sound very similar, but they're referring to two completely different aspects in the avoid of the Levim in the Mishkan. The first one, Pasuk Zayin, V'shomru es mishmartoi, ves mishmeres kol oedo, is referring to the avoida that the Levim did in assistance of the Koyanim, Ezra v'siyu ala Koyanim, to help them to make sure that Yidden did not go into the Mishkan, that Yidden did not go in where they weren't supposed to go. And the second Pasuk Ches, V'shomros kol kleo el moed v'smishmeres b'nei Yisrael, speaks of a positive avoida that the Levim did actually in the Mishkan itself, the work that they did, taking it apart, carrying it, putting it back together, singing in the Mishkan, etc., all the other things that the Levim did, a positive avoidus in the Mishkan itself, which were done not as siyua for the Koyanim, but rather as an avoida, which the Jewish people were appointed to do, b'shlichusam of the Yidden, as emissaries on behalf of all of the Bnei Yisrael. Based on this yesod, based on this idea, the Rebbe learns all the Rashis, or almost all the Rashis here in this Parsha, and let's go through them one at a time. Pasuk Hey begins, Vaydabra Hashem al Moshe, Leimah Hashem spoke to Moshe, Hakrei v'smati Levi, the Pasuk says in Pasuk Vav. Bring close the Shevet Levi, v'hamadato oisoi lifnei Aaron HaKoyen. Put them in front of Aaron HaKoyen, v'shersu oisoi, and they, the Levim, shall serve him. Zokt Rashi, v'shersu oisai, umahu hasherus. What was the service that the Yidden did for Aaron that they did to serve him? Zokt Rashi, what was the service? Here Rashi quotes the first three words of the next pasuk of Pasuk Zayin, v'shomru es mishmartoi, and he explains, fishashmiras hamikdosh alav. Inherently, the job of protecting the Mishkan, to make sure shelo yikrav zor, to make sure that no Yisraelim would go into the Mishkan, was inherently a job placed on Aaron HaKohen. K'mo shenemar, like the pasuk says later on, ato ubonecho beisavicho itoch, tisu es avoin hamikdosh. Hashem told Aaron, you will carry the sin, you will carry the avera if a yid who's not supposed to be in the Mishkan walks in there. You're in charge and you're responsible. V'halavim alolu mesayin oisam, and the Levim were there to help Aaron and his sons, the Koyanim, to make sure that Yisraelim never went into the Mishkan when they weren't supposed to. Zuhi hasheirus, Rashi says. This is the service that the Levim did for Aaron HaKoyen and his sons. They helped him with his job. It wasn't inherently the job of the Levim. It was inherently the job of the Koyanim. The Levim were there to help them, to make sure that Yisraelim didn't go in. This is the sheirus, the service that they did for Aaron and his sons, the Koyanim. They helped him with his job of making sure Yidden didn't go into the Mishkan and Beis HaMikdash. Clear. Next pasuk. V'shomru es mishmartoi. Now again, these words, v'shomru es mishmartoi, were quoted by Rashi in the previous Rashi. V'shomru es mishmartoi, Rashi said before, that the Levim helped the Kohanim protect the Mishkan. But here, Rashi teaches the words, v'shomru es mishmartoi, differently. Zakt Rashi, v'shomru es mishmartoi, posuk zayin, what does it mean, v'shomru es mishmartoi? Kol minoy sheha'oda memuna alav, any appointment, any job that a person has, in which he is appointed to a certain position or given a certain tafkid, given a certain job to take care of. Mutlov lasoisai, kori mishmeres. We call it mishmeres. And here the question is, why is Rashi changing the word mishmeres from the simple pshat of mishmeres, which means shmira, which means protection. Why are we changing it? All of a sudden, mishmeres doesn't mean to protect. Mishmeres means a job appointment that you have. Why is Rashi changing the meaning of the word mishmeres? Explains the Rebbe, because of the yesod which we just explained. We just explained that the Levim had two jobs. One was to protect the Mishkan, which they did to help the Kohanim. The other one was to work in the Mishkan, which they did, b'shlichusam, which they did as emissaries of the Bnei Yisrael. The Torah is about to use this word, mishmeres, in the context of both jobs that the Levim were going to do. The Torah is about to describe both jobs as a mishmeres, the one which they did for the Kohanim and the ones which they did for Yisraelim. Both of them are going to be called mishmeres. So already now, says the Rebbe, Rashi is preempting. Rashi is saying, don't touch here the word mishmeres just in the form of shmira of protection. If you do that, you're going to get stuck in the next pasuk. In the next pasuk, the Torah is going to talk about a job that the Levim did as emissaries of Bnei Yisrael. As emissaries of Bnei Yisrael, they weren't protecting the Mishkan. Protecting the Mishkan they did as emissaries on behalf of the Kohanim. So the word mishmeres, which is going to be used in describing the avoda that the Yidden did to help as emissaries of Bnei Yisrael in the next pasuk, over there you're going to have to touch the word mishmeres as a job, not as protection. Explains the Rebbe, doesn't make sense to take the same word mishmeres, which the Torah in the course of these psukim will use the same word over and over and over again, and sometimes explain it this way and sometimes explain it that way. Rashi says we have to find a pshat, a way to touch the word mishmeres, which will fit throughout the entire thing. So Rashi says, you know what the word mishmeres means? Kol mino shadam emun olav is called mishmeres. Any job that a person has is called mishmeres. Doesn't matter what type of job the Levim, what type of job of the Levim we're referring to, whether they're helping the Kohanim or whether they're serving on behalf of the Yisraelim. Either way, we can call it mishmeres. No problem. Mishmeres means a minu shahadam emun olav. And again, I want to highlight this point. Even though in the previous Rashi, which we just learned in Vesheres Uwaising, Rashi said, Ma'u asherus v'shomrus mishmartoi. What is the job v'shomrus mishmartoi? Rashi quotes these words. And Rashi, in the previous Rashi, clearly is referring to the job of protection. Because in the previous Rashi, Rashi is talking about the job that the Levim did for the Kohanim, in helping the Kohanim. And there, of course, we're talking about protection. So yes, the job they did for the Kohanim was protecting the Mishkan. But when we get to the next pasuk and it comes to the words v'shomrus mishmartoi, here we're going to have to change the pshat of the word mishmeres. This is the way the Rebbe teaches in Rashi. Here we're going to have to change the pshat of the word mishmeres. Mishmeres from here on now no longer means protection, because the Torah will use the same word in the context of both avoidas, which the Levim did for the Kohanim and for the Yisraelim. And so the pasuk reads, v'shomrus mishmartoi, that the Levim were given this job, this position. What was it? The pasuk goes on to say, v'es mishmeres kol ha'eda. V'shomres mishmartoi, pasuk zayin, v'shomres mishmartoi, v'es mishmeres kol ha'eda. Here by the words mishmeres kol ha'eda, Rashi says nothing. Why? Because there's nothing that needs to be explained. Everything was already explained. What is the job that the Yidden did on behalf of helping the Kohanim? V'sheres ha'waisai. V'shomres mishmartoi, v'es mishmeres kol ha'eda. They had this position, they had this job of protecting the Jewish people to make sure that they didn't go into the Mishkan. And that was Lavoidas Avoidas Mishkan. That was the first job that the Levim did in the Mishkan. Continues the Torah, Pasuk Ches. V'shomru es kol klei oil moyed. The Levim also had a job. They also had a minuah. They also had a position that involved the klei oil moyed, the vessels of the oil moyed. Ves mishmeres b'nei Yisrael. V'shomru es kol klei oil moyed. Ves mishmeres b'nei Yisrael. Lavoidas avoidas ha-mishkan. What's the Torah referring to here? V'shomru, pasuk ches, v'shomru es kol klei oil moyed, ves mishmeres b'nei Yisrael. What's the Torah referring to here? Here, clearly, we're no longer talking about protecting anything, because we already said that in the previous pasuk. What are we talking about now? Now we're talking about the avoda that the Jewish people did on behalf of the Yidden. the avoda which they did in the oil moyed itself, not just protecting it from the outside to make sure others, Yisraelim, wouldn't come into the Mishkan. The Shomru is called clay oil moyed, the job that involved the vessels of the Mishkan itself. And then on the words Ves Meshmeres B'nei Yisrael, Rashi articulates this clearly. Ves Meshmeres B'nei Yisrael Zokt Rashi, Shekulon Hoyu Zekukin Letzorchei HaMikdash. Why is this called Ves Meshmeres B'nei Yisrael? We're not talking here about protecting the B'nei Yisrael. That was a job that they did to help the Koyanim. That's the previous Pasuk. So what's the meaning here of Meshmeres B'nei Yisrael? Zokt Rashi, you know what it means Ves Meshmeres B'nei Yisrael? I'm reading from Rashi. Shekulon hayus kukim letzorchei hamikdash, ele shalavim boim tachteim bishlichusam. When the Torah says here, Ves Mishmeres B'nei Yisrael, says Rashi, Mishmeres B'nei Yisrael the second time around doesn't mean to protect the Yidden. Mishmeres B'nei Yisrael this time means that it was a job which they did on behalf of the B'nei Yisrael. They did it on their behalf of the Yidden and as shluchim of the Yidden, bishlichusam. L'fichach loikchem meisers b'schoron, says Rashi. This is the reason why the Levim took meiser from the Yidden as reward for doing this job. Because in truth, the job that the Levim did in the Mishkan was inherently a job that all the B'nai Yisrael should have been doing in the Mishkan. The Levim were their shluchim to do this job on their behalf. And since the Rebbe adds, this is the shtikol chedesh of Rashi Hestis, that everything else that the Levim did in the Mishkan, they did as shluchim of the Yisraelim. Rashi brings a pasuk, Kisocher ulachem chelav avedaschem, where the pasuk says, here you see the pasuk says beferish, that the Levim were paid as a schar chelav avedaschem, as an exchange for their avoda which they did. The Yisraelim paid them. Why would the Yisraelim pay them for the job that the Levim did? Why is it the Levim's responsibility to pay, why is it the Yisraelim's responsibility to pay the Levim for this job? Answer says Rashi, because this was inherently a job which the Yisraelim were supposed to do. The Levim did it as their emissaries and as their shluchim. This becomes, according to Rashi, the pshat of the words Ves Mishmeres B'nei Yisrael L'Avodas Avodas HaMishkan, that it was actually inherently Mishmeres, it was actually inherently the job of the Yidden, of the B'nei Yisrael, which L'Avodas Avodas HaMishkan, they were supposed to do the Avodas HaMishkan. The Levim did it on their behalf and got paid for it in the form of maisers. That's Pasuk Ches. Next, Pasuk Tes. Pasuk continues, V'nosato es ha-Levim la'aron u'levanov. Hashem says to Moshe, you should give the Levim to Aaron and to his sons. Nesunim, nesunim, hey maloi, me'es b'nei Yisrael. On the words, nesunim, nesunim, on the double expression, Nesunim, nesunim, Rashi says nothing. No explanation on why there is a double expression in the pasuk, nesunim, nesunim. Frekta Rebbe, why no explanation in the double expression? In fact, in Parshas Bahaloischa later on, we'll find on the words, on the same two words, nesunim, nesunim, Rashi explains why the Torah uses a double expression. Nesunim, nesunim, says Rashi, nesunim lamasa, nesunim lashir. Two jobs, the double expression of sunim nesunim, referring to two jobs that the Levim had. They had to carry the objects of the Mishkan and they had to sing in the Mishkan. Nesunim nesunim, no. So why doesn't Rashi teach you nesunim nesunim? The same thing. Nesunim lamasa, nesunim lashir. Why no explanation? Says the Rebbe once again, because of the same yesoid, because of the same idea which we're talking about. Rashi over here cannot teach nesunim nesunim. Nesunim lamasa, nesunim lashir. Because the pasuk says, "V'nasato salavim la'arnu levonov, nesunim nesunim heim aloi." We're going back to the avoda which the Levim did to help the koyanim. "V'nasato salavim la'arnu levonov." Hashem says, "Give the Levim to Aaron and to his sons, that they, the Levim, should help him." No, if they should help him, then we're not talking about the avoda which the Levim did of carrying the Mishkan and singing in the Mishkan. That avoda wasn't done to help Koyanim. That avoda was done b'shlichusam shel b'nei Yisrael. So Rashi cannot teach nesunim nesunim here, nesunim lamasa, nesunim lashir. The pasuk is only talking about one thing, Nesunim, Nesunim, Hey Maloi. What were the Levim given to the Kayanim to help them with? Only one thing. Protecting the Mishkan to make sure Yidden don't go inside. That's all the Pasuk is referring to here. That was the only thing that the Levim did betur Ezra v'siyu ala Kayanim. And so Rashi cannot taichi like he taichis in Ba'al Oischa, Nesunim l'masa, Nesunim l'shir. That's obviously not what the Pasuk is referring to. The Pasuk is obviously going back to referring to the Avoida, which the Levim did, to help the Kayanim in protecting the Mishkan. And then the Pasuk concludes, Nesatis alvim l'arun l'van of Nesunim, Nesunim heim aloi, on the words, Me'es b'nei Yisrael, you have one more Rashi. Me'es b'nei Yisrael, Rashi says, K'moy mitoich b'nei Yisrael. When it says Me'es b'nei Yisrael, it means not from the b'nei Yisrael, but mitoich b'nei Yisrael, from among the b'nei Yisrael. And here again, when you first read the Rashi, it's very difficult to understand. What does Rashi want? Nesunim, nesunim, heim oloi, me'es b'nei Yisrael, on the surface would seem like a very normal thing to say. That these Levim were given, me'es b'nei Yisrael, from the Yidden, to the Kayanim to help them. Why does Rashi have to change the pshat? Me'es b'nei Yisrael, says Rashi, doesn't mean from the b'nei Yisrael, it means mitoich b'nei Yisrael, from among the b'nei Yisrael. What's kvetched the Rashi? What's the problem? Me'es b'nei Yisrael, from the Yidden. No, says Rashi. Me'es b'nei Yisrael here does not mean from the Yidden. It cannot mean from the Yidden. Why not? Because we're not taught, because again, there were two avoidas which the Levim did. One they did to help the Kayanim, the other one they did as representatives of Bnei Yisrael. But they were two different avoidas. The avoida which they did to help the Kayanim wasn't the same avoida that they did as representatives of the Yisraelim. And the avoida they did as representatives of the Yisraelim wasn't done to help the Kayanim. So you can't have it both ways. You can't say, Nesunim, Nesunim, Heim Aloi, that this is an avoida which the Levim did to help the Kayanim, Me'es b'nei Yisrael, from the Yidden. If it's to help the Kayanim, then it's not from the Yidden. Then it's not representing the Yidden. It's not Shluchim of the Yidden. If it's to help the Kayanim, then you can't touch that the Yisraelim, so to speak, gave them to the Kayanim to help the Kayanim. That would be a confusion of both types of avoidas. Rashi says, don't worry. Me'es b'nei Yisrael here will teach it differently. Me'es b'nei Yisrael means mitoich b'nei Yisrael, from among the b'nei Yisrael. Mish'ar kol ha'eda nivdalu l'kach. They were separated, b'gzeiras mamokim. They were separated by Hashem. Me'es b'nei Yisrael, from among the b'nei Yisrael, they were separated by Hashem, from among the b'nei Yisrael, to be the ones to help the Kohanim in their avodah. That's the pshat of the pasuk. V'nasato salvim la'arnu levona, we should give the Levim to Aaron and his sons. Nesunim, nesunim, heim aloi, they were given to Aaron. Me'es b'nei Yisrael, not as representatives, not from the b'nei Yisrael, but from among the b'nei Yisrael. They were separated in order to be there, in order to be present there, for Aaron to help Aaron and his sons to protect the Mishkan, to make sure that no Yidden would come in. And here the Rebbe adds another very interesting point. The way our Chumashim are printed, in Posuk Tes, there's two Rashis. There's the second Rashi, Me'es b'nei Yisrael, the one that we're explaining now. And before that, the one I skipped, on the words, Nesunim heim aloi, Rashi says, Le'ezra. On the words, Dibra Maschil, Nesunim heim aloi, Le'ezra. And when you read it, excuse me, it's a very strange Rashi. First of all, Rashi only seems to be explaining the word loy, not the word nesunim hema. Secondly, Rashi doesn't seem to be contributing anything to the understanding of the pasuk. What does Rashi want to tell us? That the Levim were helping the Kayanim? We already know that from before. Rashi said before, Levim alolu mesayinaisam. What's this Rashi here? Nesunim hema loy la Ezra. There's a little parenthesis in the Sicha where the Rebbe says it's possible that actually these two Rashis are really one Rashi. They were separated in error. And it's one Rashi. Where Rashi is really only coming to explain that Me'es B'nei Yisrael doesn't mean from the B'nei Yisrael, but from among the B'nei Yisrael. Doesn't mean they were contributed, they were given by the B'nei Yisrael, but it means they were separated from among the B'nei Yisrael to serve the Kohanim. According to this, the Rebbe says, perhaps the Rebbe sort of says it as a... he says, the Rebbe says, oi, like, you know, or. But it seems this is the way the Rebbe wants to learn Pshat, that these two Rashis are one Rashi, and there's only one question. There's nothing difficult to understand in the words Nesunim Haimaloi. They were given to Aaron, like the Torah says before, to help Aaron to protect the Mishkan. The only thing that is bothering Rashi here is, Me'es B'nei Yisroel. Where the simple understanding of that is that they came from the B'nai Yisrael, which this part of the Avodah Salavim wasn't coming from the B'nai Yisrael. So you have to touch like this, the Rebbe says. Nasunim heimaloi liezra. You have to touch Rashi like this. Nasunim heimaloi liezra. That the Yidden were given to the Kayanim to help them. Me'es B'nai Yisrael, k'mo mitoich B'nai Yisrael. It's all a lead up. That the avoid, like we explained before, that the avoid that the Levim did in assistance of the Kayanim. The avoid that the Levim did to help the Kohanim protect the Mishkan, to make sure that Yidden wouldn't come in, wasn't, in this case, the Levim were not Me'es B'nai Yisrael. They didn't come from the B'nai Yisrael. They weren't representatives of the B'nai Yisrael. They were not contributed by the B'nai Yisrael, but rather they were taken by Hashem, separated from the rest of B'nai Yisrael, Mishar Kol Eidah, but not their Shluchim. And finally, the Rebbe adds an explanation in Pasuk Yud Beis. Again, when the Torah concludes this, Vayidabar Hashem al Moshe Leimar, Vani, Hinei Lokachti Yisrael Levim, Hashem says, I took the Levim, new Parsha, Pasuk Yud Aleph, new Parsha. Vayidabar Hashem al Moshe Leimar, Vani, Hinei Lokachti Yisrael Levim, Mitoich B'nei Yisrael, Tachas Kol Bechoyer, Peterechem B'nei Yisrael. Hashem says, I chose the Levim, I took them, Mitoich B'nei Yisrael. And again, here on the words Vani Hinei Lokachti Salavim, Zokt Rashi, Pasuk Yud Beis, Vani Hinei Lokachti, Vani Zokt Rashi, and I, says Hashem, Mehechon Zachisi Ben, how did I earn, how did I acquire the Levim? Mitoich B'nei Yisrael, from among the B'nei Yisrael, Sheyiyu Yisrael Soicher Noison, that the Jewish people hired them, L'sheiros Shali, Alidei Abchoiros, the Jews paid for them, and they contributed them. They contributed the Levim to Hashem for this Avodah. Frek the Rebbe, I don't understand. Before the Torah said, Me'es B'nei Yisrael, Rashi says it means Mitoich B'nei Yisrael. And now that the Torah says Mitoich B'nei Yisrael, once again Rashi flips it. Mitoich B'nei Yisrael, in this case, as Rashi, doesn't mean from among the B'nei Yisrael, but this time Mitoich B'nei Yisrael means from the B'nei Yisrael. Why is Rashi changing the Pshat of the Pasuk? Again, says the Rebbe, the same Nakuda, the same Vort. Because in this case, now that it's a new Parsha, now that the Torah began talking about something else, Hashem says, Va'ani hinei lokachti yisal levim, I chose the Levim. We're now no longer talking about the Avoida that the Levim did in order to service the Koyanim. We're not talking about that anymore. It's a new Parsha. So Vani Hinei Lokachti Yisrael Levim, Hashem says, I chose the Levim, I took them, I separated them, Mitoich B'nei Yisrael, not from among the B'nei Yisrael, but from the B'nei Yisrael. I took them from the B'nei Yisrael, in other words, as shluchim, as emissaries of the B'nei Yisrael. We're now talking about, once again, the avodah that the Levim did as shluchim of the Yidden. Hashem says, where did I get, how was I zoicha to the Levim? How did I get them? Because they take the place of the Bechorim, etc. But because in this case, we're now no longer talking about the Avoida, here in Pasuk Yud Beis, we're now no longer talking about the Avoida which the Levim did to help the Koyanim. We're talking now about the Avoida which the Levim did as representatives of the Bnei Yisrael. So Mitoich B'nei Yisrael in Pasuk Yud Beis doesn't just mean that Hashem separated from them from among the B'nai Yisrael, but rather what it means is that Hashem separated them and took them from the B'nai Yisrael. In this case, they are acting as shluchim of the B'nai Yisrael to do this type of avodah in the Mishkan. Al Kaponim, this is the way the Rashis are learned according to the Sicha, the way the Rebbe explains it. Bottom line, there were two types of avoidas that the Levim did in the Mishkan. One was, the Rebbe calls it an avoidas shlilis, like a negative avoida, to make sure Yidden didn't go into the Mishkan, to make sure nobody went into the Mishkan that wasn't supposed to, that they did really just to help the Koyanim. And the other avoidas, everything else that the Levim did, were be'etzem jobs that the Yisraelim, that the rest of Klal Yisrael were supposed to do. And the Levim acted as shluchim, as emissaries of the Bnei Yisrael, and did the avodah on their behalf in the Beis HaMikdash. And for this, the Yisraelim paid them, first of all, with maestros, as we learned before, and second of all, the Levim themselves got this position because they took the place of the Bechorim of all of Klal Yisrael to do this avodah in the Mishkan. Al Koponim, this is the main nakuda of the Sikha here. There's many, many details, but I wanted to learn the Rashis together with you as the Rebbe explains them. I just want to conclude with perhaps an insight, or maybe just rewording slightly in different words what the Rebbe is saying, specifically here about the avoida of the Levim. You see, when you learn the Sikha and you think for a minute about what the Rebbe is saying, what the Rebbe is really saying is that the Levim had no metzias for themselves. They either helped the Kayanim in what they were supposed to do, or they acted as shluchim of the Yisraelim in what they were supposed to do. But what was the metzias of the Levim? The metzias of the Levim seems almost non-existent. Maybe you could put this in different words. Chassidus talks about what's called memutza hamafsik and memutza hamachaber. So memutza hamafsik means if you have, let's say, Reuven and Shimon, and they cannot get along, they cannot communicate with each other. So you take a third entity, you take a Levi, and the Levi can communicate with Reuven, and the Levi can communicate with Shimon, and somehow in Levi's world, through Levi, Reuven and Shimon are able to coexist, and they're able to get along, and we're able to make some kind of arrangement between the two. This is generally called a memutza hamafsik. It's called a memutza hamafsik. Mafsik means interrupts. It interrupts between the two because the memutza never really creates any unity between the two of them. It's just like, so to speak, like a moderator, or like a mediator, excuse me, where the mediator is basically able to get the two of them to agree, and they sign some papers, and you know, and when they're done, each one goes their own way, and perhaps they don't fight with each other anymore, or something like that. But then Chassidus says there's a memutza hamachaber. What's a memutza hamachaber? A mutza machaber is where something is able to be megala, is able to reveal that these Reuven and Shimon that seem to be in opposition to each other, it can show that there's a common denominator between them. It can bring that out within both of them and bring out a unity that exists within them. And then once the mamutza does that, then there's nothing else other than Reuven and Shimon, who previously we couldn't see how they could get along, but now they're getting along beautifully because the mamutza has shown that they're inherently one. The mamutza has revealed the achdus that exists between them inherently. The difference is that in the case of the mamutza hamafsik, the mamutza hamafsik is always a metzias, it's always an existence that creates unity between the two, etc. Mamutza hamachaber is not a metzias, it's a non-existent entity. It's just there to bring out the unity between the two of them, right? So when I was learning chassidus, in yeshiva, the moshel they gave us for this, for memutza hamachaber, is what's called Keren Zavis, right? Keren Zavis means a corner. You have one wall going this way, and you have one wall going that way, and where they meet, there's a corner. So what are you going to say? The corner is Keren Zavis is a third metzias that has the power to bring together the northern wall and the western wall. Nonsense. The corner is not a separate metzias. Where the northern wall and the western wall meet up, it creates a Keren Zavis. It creates a corner. Where the two walls become one, you have a memutza machaber called a Keren Zavis. So, again, I'm using a little bit different oishias, but on a deeper level, if you think about what the Rebbe is saying, he's talking about the avoidas of Levim. What's the greatest thing you can say about the avoid of the Levim in the Mishkan? What's the depth, what's the oimakonyonim of the avoid of the Levim? They did all sorts of things. They sang Shira and they took the Mishkan apart and they carried it and they put it back together and Ahin and Ahed. The Torah gives them so much airtime. Yeah, says the Rebbe, it's all true. But at the end of the day, they were bitul b'metzias. The Levim themselves were like a memutza hamachaber, so to speak. In other words, every job they had was either helping the Kohanim or helping b'shlichusam shal Yisraelim. The Levim themselves, bitul b'metzias. The Kohen, in other words, there's a metzias of Kohenim, there's an avoid of Kohenim, and there's a metzias of Yisraelim, avoidus Yisraelim. The Kohenim had their own avoidus, all sorts of things they had to do. One of the things they had to do was protect the Mishkan to make sure that the Yidden shouldn't go in. In that aspect of the avoid of the Koyanim, the Levim were there to help them in their avoida. In the avoida which was inherently the avoid of the Koyanim to protect the Mishkan, the Levim helped them. And then on the other side, you had the Yisraelim, where Yisraelim, all Klal Yisrael, where Klal Yisrael built the Mishkan and dedicated all the necessary material, and they were given the mitzvah. And inherently, Be'etzem, Sokht Rashi, explains the Rebbe, all the Yisraelim should be working in the Mishkan. Okay, but Poyel B'Metzias, it's too much. The Mishkan's not, it's not feasible for all the Yisraelim to work in the Mishkan. So L'Poyel, practically, was carried out by the Levim. But even when the Levim did everything they did in the Mishkan, whatever they did b'shlichusam of the Yisraelim. So at the end of the day, the Levim are working in the Mishkan. When we talk about the Levim themselves, they're working either to help the Koyanim or as representatives of the Yisraelim. So there's Koyanim and there's Yisraelim. The Memutza HaMachaber, so to speak, between them is the Levim, who are functioning either as Koyan, either as helping the Koyanim or b'shlichusam of the Yisraelim. What does that mean? That means that the Levim were chas v'sholem not important? That means that the Levim didn't chas v'sholem have their own chshivas, they didn't have their own significance? It's the exact opposite. It's the exact opposite. The greatest mila, the greatest strength, the greatest shevach you could say about the Levim, their bittel was such that when they worked in the Mishkan, they were not a metzias for themselves. Whether they were working in the Mishkan or out of the Mishkan, whatever it was that they did, in any capacity that they functioned in, it was always b'shlichusam, b'ezram, of the avoida that wasn't inherently theirs. Either they were helping the Koyanim in their avoida, or they were representing the Yisraelim in their avoida. The Sicha concludes, the Rebbe says at the end, with that famous halach in Rambam, loy shevet Levi bilvad, that this does not apply only to shevet Levi, but kol echad v'echad, every yid who dedicates their lives could be elevated like Shevet Levi and like Koyanim. And the Rambam even says it could become Kodesh Kadoshim. What's Kodesh Kadoshim of a yid? What's the highest level to aspire to of a yid? The highest level, what's the greatest thing you could say? The greatest avoider that a yid should aspire to should become Kodesh Kadoshim. What is it? The greatest avoider of a yid, and this Sicha the Rebbe says, is what? To help another yid. To help another yid. A Koyan has an avoider. Help him do his avoider. The Yisraelim have an avoider. Help them do their avoider. That should become your whole metzias. That should become your whole existence. That is the ultimate, that's the highest thing a person could ever aspire to be. A person who does that, in the words of the Rambam, reizim miskadesh v'nasa kodesh kadoshim. May Hashem help us. We should continue to learn the Rebbe's sichas. We should continue to inspire us and continue to grow mechayel olchayel. Yashar koyach.